After throwing three interceptions during Sunday's loss in Cincinnati, quarterback Jason Campbell looks to rebound from that performance as the Browns get ready to face the Steelers this weekend.
Did your ribs have anything to do with the way you played in Cincinnati?
I don't think so. I think, like I said, it's just a matter of getting back in the rhythm. I just feel like I never got into a rhythm in the game, and you know, and we just never got ourselves going offensively, you know, like we're used to, and you know, and we just got to get faster, doing everything a little bit faster with more sense of urgency.
Did you not have an opportunity, perhaps, to get into that rhythm because, you know, you can start bad and pick right. it up later, but because you guys fell so far behind with what happened in the second quarter?
So you get far behind, you know, defenses change up their coverages and, you know, do things differently, and, you know, they try to make you work 15, 17 plays to score a touchdown and not give up the big play, and, you know, that's you know, it takes a lot of time off the clock, and also, you know, it makes you have to be a lot more patient than you want to be.
Jason, as a team leader, what is your message to the guys and to make sure that there is no hangover from what happened Sunday?
Like, you got to move on. You know, what happened Sunday is done, is over. You know, it can't do anything. You can look at it two ways. You know, you can bounce back this Sunday and play, we're going to come out and play great, or you can continue to hang your hat on that and come out and be flat. And I don't think with us being in a race right now at 4-6 with a lot of other teams, I think we need to put this one quickly behind us.
I was just going to ask you, do you think guys understand that they're still alive?
I think they do. I really enjoyed the tempo that we just had and walked through, and I think guys understand that, you know, this is another week. It's a new week. During the course of a season, you know, you have games where everything just seemed not to be going right for us, and that's just one of those games that happened Sunday. You know, the whole day was just weird. You know, even the flight was weird. So, you know, it's just one of those days, you know, like, you know, it happens. Just move on.
Has Chudzinski, being a native of Ohio and a Browns fan, has he spoken about the rivalry to
the I don't think he really has to say much. You know, from the guys that's been here, I think, you know, just for my short time of being here, you know, you understand what this game means to the city and what it means to the fan base. And, you know, what it means to the part of our season. You know, I'm pretty sure the Steelers are looking at it the same way. You know, we're both teams that are 4-6. You know, it's going to be one of those AFC North, you know, battle games. You know, it's going to be cold. And, you know, so we're going to have to stay detailed and stay focused on what we want to do and, you know, just not get so caught up into everything that's going around the game, but focus on the things that we have to do.
Jason, how does your experience in 9 years make it easier to put that game last week behind you?
You have to. You know, you just have to. You know, you look around the league, you know, you see guys there play great 3-4 weeks, and then they'll have a rough one. And then, you know, they bounce all about bouncing back the next week. You know, you can't live in the past. You know, even in your life, you can't live in the past. You know, I always say that. You know, you always got to look towards the future. You know, your past can help you, but if you hang on to it, it can hurt you. So, you know, quickly, as fast as possible. After Monday night, I was hard on myself Sunday night and Monday. You know, that game really, you know, I really was hurt by the outcome of the game because it was a game I felt like we had a chance to win and put ourselves in a really good position. And the fact that it didn't happen, you know, what can you do about it now? You know, but just learn from it and move on. And just, you can sit and play the game in your head 10 times, you know, and be like, what could you have done differently? But like I said, it's just one of those weird games. You know, it happened, but it quickly got to be done and be put behind you. And like I said, this is a new week, a new opportunity. Because you can get on the streak here, you know, you can look back at that game and say it made us a stronger and better team.
Jason, how do you get into that rhythm early in the game? It seems this offense is like, you know, like a cold engine. Yeah. It needs a little time to warm up. So how can you get into that rhythm just right out of the game?
Getting first downs. I think we was 3 and out our first drive. And then, like I said, we drove down the field the second time. And then the third time was a short field. So it really wasn't a lot of driving the ball at that standpoint. But like I said, I think rhythm comes as a whole team. You know, I think energy feeds off each other. Offense feeds off defense. Defense feeds off offense. Special teams feeds off both. And I just think, you know, us as a team, we got to have better rhythm than what we had a week ago.
When you say that those first two games that you played here were more characteristic of the quarterback that you are.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I put a lot of time into studying and trying to do things to come out and play. And I said, for whatever reason, you know, things just didn't go right for us. You know, it started out that way, and the wheels just fell off in every aspect of the game. You know, so we just can't beat ourselves up too much. It's like, you know, some things you just can't control that happen in that game. And, I just think you just try to move on, you know, as fast as possible and just understand it happens. You know, things happen by how you bounce back.
You said you watched that game 10 times. Is that an exaggeration?
Yeah, it's an exaggeration.
Not literally 10 times. What the heck?
I probably played it in my head 10 times.
I guess I wanted to clarify. Yeah. There's something you saw the 8th time that you didn't see the 7th time.
No, yeah, that's okay. What you call a metaphor.
Jason Polamalu, you've faced him briefly in your in your past, and you've studied him this week. What does he bring to the game?
He's a tremendous player. He's going to be a Hall of Fame safety one day. You know, like I said, he does a lot of things. You know, when he plays safety, you know, it's kind of you know, he plays it different than any other guy in the league. You know, him and Ed Reed are, you know, two of the guys in the NFL that can, you know, roam the field and do the things that they do. And I think a lot of that is experience of him knowing, you know, where to be and you know, just making a play. But like I said, utmost respect for him. I think he's a tremendous player and he's an outstanding athlete.
When you watch your film, were there shots downfield that you didn't take?
Not really. You know, maybe one, but not a whole lot. You know, that I will see differently in the stats, but
they were dropping deep and forcing. Yeah,
like I said,
anytime
you get behind, you know, like we got behind in the third quarter, you know, teams are going, they're going to do that. Why do all this exotic stuff when you don't have to? You know, when you got a comfortable lead, you know, you make a team have to do that. You know, when you're up that far.
Jason, isn't part of getting into a rhythm, you know, like in Kansas City, you guys kind of started off a little bit slow, but then you picked it up. You figure out how you want to attack the defense. You know, find some mismatches and things, but you really didn't have a chance to do that.
Like I said, a lot of things happen. I feel like after, you know, we hit that big touchdown in the third quarter, you know, that we'd get ourselves going. And then, you know, things happen and, you know, they get the ball right back. And then next thing you know, it's a downpour. So now that changes up the way you call the game and the way you have to do things based off of that situation. So, you know, like I said, a lot of things played a factor, but, you know, it's pretty sure every team in the league, you know, there's teams that started off 0-4, it's now 4-6. And like I said, it's all about getting streaky and getting hot at the right time, you know, and just hopefully we can be one of those teams and get hot at the right time.
Jason, that long play to Gordon, how would you say, how far was it in the air from the angle that you threw it? It was about 40 yards actual distance from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you're probably about right. Probably about 40, 45.
Even from where you were?
Yeah, I think so.
You think you could throw it even farther?
I mean, it was if I have to. But like I said, some of these guys, you know, just big athletes. You know, you just wanted to get the ball around them, give them an opportunity to make some plays. And, you know, like I said, Josh, he's a phenomenal athlete. You know, he's a big, strong. You know, he's a big guy.
It seemed like you came out after halftime trying to get him the ball.
Yeah, we wanted to come out and try to get our playmakers, and, you know, we really, in the locker room, it was 31-13, we felt like if we can get a quick score and then get ourselves right back in the game, you know, you're talking about a different ball game. And I just feel like after we got that score, like you said, we was in rhythm. We thought we was about to get the ball back, then all of a sudden, you know, we get offsides and they get the ball right back, and, you know, now it sets you back. Then we did get the ball back, it's a storm. So, you know, a lot of different things happen in that scenario. But coming out of the halftime, you still think you got an opportunity to win the game. You just got to keep chopping and keep chopping. And after he made that big play, I thought that really rallied everyone on the sideline. And then, like I said, you don't get the ball back, but we make a mistake, and then all of a sudden the air deflates again.
Just a couple more questions.
Will you still go without any additional protection for the ribs, or is that going to change?
Yeah, I mean, that's not even in my mindset this week. Do everything I can. That's, you know, that's in the rearview mirror. Try not to think about it. You know, you play this game, you know, you're on the field, you're healthy enough to play. And that's how I look at it. I'm on the field, so I'm healthy enough to play. And that's where I have to go and go out and have fun and enjoy it.
Is it a challenge to mentally block the discomfort out?
It was a challenge. It was a challenge, you know, last week. But like I said, it's a new week now. You know, try not to put too much focus on that. Not at all. You know, I feel great, feel good, and go out and play.
Jason, I know you're new to this rivalry, but you've been in tons of them. When you think of rivalry, what's the mindset of a game you go back to and think, okay, this is what I think.
It's how you play in rivalry games. I think the main thing from a player standpoint is you can't get caught up into all the festivities and everything that go around the game. I just think you have to stay mentally prepared on what you have to do, because sometimes you can get too amped, or sometimes you can, you know, just lose your focus because you're so caught up into everything else, you know, as it being, oh, a huge game, or it's been, you know, a huge rivalry game. It's a big game, and we all know that. But at the same time, I think we have to approach it as each man do your own job.
Would that be those Redskins Cowboys games from those? When you're, is that what you're thinking about?
Oh yeah, it's a big rivalry. It's just it's right up there. You know, it's on the same equal playing field. You know, you say Alabama Auburn. You know, I'm learning. You say Pittsburgh Cleveland. You know, if you say Redskins Cowboys, you know, it's right up there. So you know, it's a big game.